At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tommy, Ocean Chinook or Puget Sound Coho, what is your palate favorite?
And you drop that kokanee on top of that barn door halibut's head, 67 feet of water, and he was not happy about that.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Boxers or briefs?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with a European cut Speedo.
Fantastic. Excellent choice.
I love tuna. I do love tuna.
Heck yeah! Hey, you know, I have a buddy who refers to Canadian geese as flying carp. Obviously, he's not cooking them.
Right? He clearly.
Right? Oh, Ocean Chinook.
Seriously?
Hands down.
Really?
Hands down. I don't fish for coho.
Ah, good point. Hey, speaking of grind, can you tell the difference between ground deer and ground elk? Honestly, taste the difference.
You know, Dwayne, we only get one chance to live this life. Mm-hmm. And you will always regret the things that you don't do. So you know what I tell people? Buy the damn boat.
Hey, you know, the facts are, some days are just a grind. Welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, the number one fishing and hunting talk show throughout the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Now here's your host, Dwayne England, and of course, the infamous Tommy Donlan.
Hello, and welcome to Fish Hunt Northwest, Dwayne England, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Donlan.
Hey man, I'm alive. I'm glad to be here.
You are back and better than ever, rebuilt.
Yeah, that's right.
$6 million man.
Huh? That's right. I had my nasal and sinus surgery last week. Still recovering.
Glad that you, after 1 week out of post-op, you are joining us here in studio.
So, absolutely. Couldn't miss it.
If anything starts, you know, getting out of control, you got to leave.
Yeah. If you see me exit right, you'll know right away.
I understand why. So I want to welcome everybody to the show. And yes, Tommy is back. And we'll get caught up with him a little bit later on here in the show as to what he's been off doing the last 3 weeks, other than just the surgery. So we got that to look forward to. But hey, I want to welcome everybody to the show. It's your first time joining us. Please take a little bit of time. Jump over to our webpage, www.fishhuntnw.com. There you're going to find some great content, as always. Lots of blogs and insightful bits of information. And also some coupons to take advantage of. Edge Rods FHN20 at checkout. You're going to save 20% off all Edge Rods all the time through FHN and partnered up with Edge Rods. And Tommy, hands down, the very best rod you and I have ever fished. So we really enjoy that relationship. So please take time and purchase your rods from Edge. And then, of course, Phelps Game Calls, Fish Hunt NW10. And Game Call is 10% off through the whole year.
Yeah.
And who knows, you know, just get calls now and start practicing.
Right. Well, and turkey season's only about a month away.
It is coming up quick. Yep. So we got to start thinking about that. So we got that going for us. Hey, there's some definitely things in the works. Things are happening. Things are opening up as we progress on through. We got a recreational bottom fish season opening up here on this Saturday, March 9th through October 19th.
We do, man. This is it, man. This is the beginning of our saltwater season.
Correct.
I saw Mark Coleman was dumping his boats in at Westport today, getting ready to roll.
Sounds about right.
And you know, we got a huge opportunity, and they've actually improved our bottom fish seasons over the year.
Right.
So now we got areas 1 through 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. That are open.
Right.
You've got, you know, you can have 2 link cod. You can have nine bottom fish total. So you got to think about how you're going to do this.
Yeah.
7 rockfish, mm-hmm. 2 link cod, or if you catch a cabazon, you'll have to substitute a rockfish or substitute something, a link cod for that spot.
Yep.
But you can have 9. Now, the thing to remember is that in the most popular bottom fishing months, which is May, June, and July,
correct,
we now have a few of the rockfish species that we can't keep. So that's your copper, your vermilion and your quillback. Okay. It takes a long time for those fish to grow and develop and mature.
Yep.
So those fish for that prime season are off limits.
Yeah. Good point. And for good reason. Yeah, we got to preserve them. And you're right. Yep. They could be 70 years old.
Correct.
And we want to make sure we're not overfishing those at the height of the season when we got the most activity or participation.
That's right.
So, and real quick mention too, Tommy, we got some more, and you are a well-vested clam digger yourself.
So. I am now.
I'm
good at it.
Yeah, well, we got daylight digs coming up starting today, actually through the 17th, afternoon to evening digs right now, which is plenty of daylight because it's staying light till well past every 6 p.m. now.
Yes.
And then, of course, as we roll into next week, you have morning tides.
Right.
Now we're already into the spring. Prior to actually being spring, but daylight savings time is coming up. So yep. Then we get those morning tides and you get those digs in the morning, which are a heck of a lot of fun. So, all right. Got you caught up on that. Let's do this. Running down the show. Lots going on tonight. Yep. Tommy is back. And between Hawaii and his sinus surgery, he's been, as all know, Kyle, Oregon Coast steelhead fishing. Tommy, how good has it been this season? We can say very impressive and can't wait to talk to him about this. And then part two with Kyle, technique points, tips, and tricks for success down there on the Oregon coast. Salmon by the numbers, if you've been paying attention or not, we're going to get you up to date. Preseason forecasts are in. How bad or good does 2024 look for recreational opportunity? We're going to try to help you out with that. Back in the bait lab, tonight we're doing a little bit of Puget Sound blackmouth, proven techniques that absolutely work. Can't wait to show you that. And then, of course, Puget Sound blackmouth report. Tommy, from our time on the water yesterday, me and Matt Messing, how'd we do? We'll let you guys be the judge. We think we had a pretty solid day. And then we'll close out the show with a few bits of other bits of information. But lots going on. We love this time of year.
Yep.
I mean, we love our fall time, too, because we got hunting and fall salmon fishing and everything that it does. Yeah. And we roll into steelhead season, kind of.
Yeah. But this is the kickoff.
The spring is really, it just gets you going. Ocean fisheries, Puget Sound, still got some river stuff going on. June will be here before we know it. Summer steelhead. I mean, it really is the catalyst. This bottom fish opening, bottom fish season opening is really the catalyst to get this all going.
So, it is.
Can't wait. All right. We are going to jump out for a quick break. We come back. We're going to take a little time, catch up with this man to my immediate right, Tommy Dolan, see what he's been up to and how that surgery went. I'm sure you can't wait to hear about that. All that and more right after this break, right here at Fish on Northwest.
Defiance Marine is the one-stop shop for the Pacific Northwest angler. Defiance Marine guarantees the best price on a new and best service on a repower for your current boat. Defiance Marine is a Honda Premier dealership and one of the largest on the West Coast. Defiance Marine is a boat dealer who proudly sells Defiance, Allied, and Arima boats. All boats are built by West Coast fishermen for West Coast fishermen. Defiance Marine has all your boating needs to help you get out on the water.
If you're looking for the best fishing rods in the world, you really do need to take a look at the Edge rods. I designed and built new machinery, and I think this new machinery has enabled us to build blanks like no other company could build without this equipment. There is no other rods in the world that are as good as these rods. You owe it to yourself to take a good look at them.
All right, welcome back here in studio to New England, Tommy Donlin, and we'll save the most recent procedure for last.
Okay.
Let's talk about this Hawaii trip, annual trip for you guys.
It is.
There a couple weeks. You got a group of friends. I know Big Ty and a few other folks were there.
That's right.
Any hunting this time or all fishing?
No hunting this time.
Just fishing.
No hunting, just fishing.
You got out on the water. Yeah. You put up some picks and stuff. You guys are out there primarily couple days on the water. What are you going after? Tuna mostly?
Yeah. So when we were out there, it was just a pure meat hunt.
Yeah.
You know, we were not looking for grander marlin or anything like that. It was like, hey, let's get out on the fads. Right. And so anybody that doesn't know what a fad is a fish attracting device.
Right.
It is basically a buoy that's attached to the bottom of the ocean in 6,000 to 10,000 feet of water.
Which you told me that, it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I had no idea they were that deep.
And Hawaii has a very extensive network of buoys, right?
Yeah.
And they just create, each one of them creates its own little ecosystem.
Right.
It's set up in a different location on the shelf in a different current. Mm-hmm. Each one might offer something a little bit different. And a lot of them hold tuna, right? And so, you know, we headed out to the FFAD, which is right off of Keoho Bay.
Okay, you're out how far?
Just south of Kailua Kona. We were only out about 10 miles.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're really not going out that far. It's kind of like going to the grocery store. It's kind of, kind of like cheating.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and our primary target was yellowfin.
Okay.
And the beautiful thing about it is we didn't take a single piece of bait. Not live bait, not junk bait, which is pretty unusual, right?
If you're tuna fishing, sure. Right? You're talking tuna. Well, yeah, I think got some bait in there somewhere.
Now, the method that we used, I'm gonna explain this method, but not a lot of people are gonna be familiar with this.
Okay.
It's called an ebbing rig. An ebbing rig is about a 2.5 to 3 foot stainless steel cable. In the middle of it, you have a jig. On the jig, no hooks.
What?
Okay. Main line goes to one end. Your leader goes to the other end. You've got about 15 feet of leader line. Okay.
That's your weight.
And that's your weight. That jig is your weight.
Interesting.
And then you've got about 15 feet of fluorocarbon. Okay. 15 to 18 feet of fluorocarbon with a tuna hook that you snell, right? And then on that hook, you've got no bait. Mm. You've got just a little hoochie. That's it.
What?
UV hoochie.
Like pink and or so, UV like purple haze?
No. Like purple haze.
Yeah.
You know, just like the clear UV.
Yeah.
Just UV, right? You put it in that clear blue water, just lights up.
Unbelievable.
And then all you're doing is you're looking at the meter and you go, oh, all the tuna are down at 180 feet. Boom. Send your rig down and you kind of have to lay it in the water, right? And so you have this cable and then one end is your, you know, your main line.
Yeah.
And then your leader's here, right? You have to have it be 3 feet so that your leader doesn't wrap your main line as it sinks into
it's like lowering a spreader bar, but you only got one thing attached to it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Interesting.
You get down to the bottom and you spigot, you jig it like a high speed jig, right? You work it through the water column like this, right? And it whips that bar back and forth. And that little hoochie just dances all over the place.
Interesting.
And it drives the tuna nuts.
No kidding.
Yep.
Now I saw we got a picture of a pretty common size as far as you know the ones you're putting in the cooler there.
Right. So these ones that were in the cooler are all your smalls, right? So these are like your 5 to 10 pounders.
Okay.
We got 47 of them. We beat them up pretty good because we wanted to have pokey, we wanted to have sashimi.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to serve them on the barbecue, right? So we beat them up pretty good.
Yeah.
But I did have the chance to hook up a larger model.
Yeah. You put a post out about one you battled for about 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. For about 28 minutes or so.
Okay.
And there was a really fun fight because it's the same gear that I was using to catch these other smaller, you know, models. But it was an Avid SX Raptor.
Reel?
An Avid, right. The reel was. And so if you don't know an Avid SX is about the smallest reel that we would use for albacore tuna fishing here,
for sure.
Right? And on this reel, I've got it backed with 130 pound spectra and topped with 60 pound fluoro.
Okay.
And I'm on this fish. I've got the max drag on this fish, 20 pounds of drag. And I've got the Captain Morgan pose, right? My favorite. You know, you've seen it.
It's tried and true. Yeah, for sure.
And so I've got the rod on my knee and I'm basically pulling with my left, cranking with my right, pulling with my left, cranking with my right, and just inching this fish up from the depths, you know, and I'm getting him up. And lo and behold, after that 28 minute mark, I pulled the hook.
Oh, no kidding.
Pulled the hook. Didn't break the line, but pulled the hook.
Pulled the hook.
Yep. But hey, man, you don't win them all.
Yeah,
but that's why you go to Hawaii. You just never know what you're going to, you know.
That's an interesting presentation.
It is.
That is.
It's Japanese method.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Yep. Other than that, you got back from Hawaii, and then you were scheduled for your sinus surgery.
That's right,
man.
That's
going to make you a much healthier young man.
Yep. So I've got, you know, before the surgery, I had very little airflow through my nasal passages.
Yeah.
Had to get it done. And so I'm in about 1 week out from that trying to recover.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably sound a little bit nasally, but I'm here.
You're here, man. You went to work and today and you're here. I think back to my three times through the course of life and the different times. It's not pleasant, but boy, once it's done, changes your
It's
whole
a pretty gruesome, bloody recovery.
It is, but your workout feeling goes so much better.
Yeah.
You're going to be able to breathe.
That's
right here. It's a game changer.
My workout partners are extremely concerned about
I'm
that
sure they are because now that you can breathe, they have no idea what they're in for.
That's right.
All right. Sounds great. Glad to have you back. And Hawaii looked like a heck of a lot of fun. All right. We are going to change gears here. We're going to start talking some winter steelhead. Yes, we still have steelhead opportunity out there. This next guy coming up knows a thing or two about that. Don't go anywhere. Jump out for a break. We come back. Kyle Buschelman. We're going to talk about coastal Oregon steelhead, how good it's been, and some technique points to get you dialed right after this break right here at Fish on Northwest.
Allied.
the new leader in heavy gauge aluminum boats. Allied boats have standard reverse chine and lifting rakes to help you plane faster and run at lower RPMs. Allied boats have several models to choose from, ranging from a 19-foot Mustang all the way up to a 32-foot Liberator. So regardless of what type of heavy gauge aluminum boats you are looking for, Allied Boats will have it for you. Contact Allied Boats today to learn more about these incredible fishing machines.
All right, welcome back here in studio to Dwayne and Tommy Dolan. And hey, Tommy, before we jump on with Kyle here, a number of folks chiming in about their deviated septum issues. Yeah. You know, you're coming to the right place for your medical advice. Talk to Tommy and I. We'll get you squared away. Anyway, I want to bring into the show now a longtime buddy, heck of a fisherman. And we've been together for a long time, especially in the Potskis team. Kyle Buschelman, Willamette Valley Outfitters. Great to have you back, buddy. Looks like you've been tearing them up this year down there in Oregon.
Yep. And you know what? You're coming here in a couple days.
So. Yeah, true story. It looks like Oregon's had a pretty good season. Matter of fact, a number of folks I talked to down there at the Sportsman Show in Portland there several weeks ago were talking about how well the coast has been performing. All in all, overall, pretty good season, one of the better ones in the last few years, or what do you think?
Well, last year was not good. This year is above average.
Okay.
You know, so, but all down the coast, it's been really good. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, like we're catching fish every day and there's every high water event we get fish.
Nice.
So good.
So it sounds like you guys don't need any more rain. You've got what you need. Is that fishing just on the high water or kind of a variety of different water conditions, or what do you see in there?
You know, the Celeste River is special because we can fish it a lot on high water, low water, but we've had a lot of water. So the good news is Dwayne's coming here in a couple of days and we're going to have high water. So
of course we are.
Every time here's been low water.
So. Yeah, true. The last couple of times we have bumped a few rocks, right? This time we'll have water. It might even be going up the day we're fishing. So we'll see how
it's
that
going up. It's actually going up. So,
okay, well, there you go. That solidifies it.
We're going to be in the kill window, so I think we're good.
Okay, all right. Hey, let's remind folks in that particular fishery and some of those other coastal rivers, some of the rules of engagement. We have pretty strict rules in areas where we're fishing up here in Washington anymore. What do you got going down there? Can you still use bait, sand, barbed hooks, barbless hooks? Kind of some of the rules down there.
All of those, barbed hooks, 2 fish limit per day.
You can use bait.
And we can use bait, but here's the thing. We have a broodstock program
right
here.
Right.
Yep. And as you guys have been watching, we're contributing every day.
Right.
We're looking for 20 pairs a month.
Yeah.
On the Celeste. And here's the deal. We got the tribe involved now, which is not like Washington tribe, but Oregon tribe, which is really cool. We have a hatchery up Rock Creek, which is a tributary of the Celeste. Mm-hmm. And we put 5,000 fish in. Next year, we're looking at 30,000 fish.
Holy cow.
So, I mean, we have big things coming up ahead. And, you know, it's just Oregon's fisheries are good from Celeste, actually, Tillamook Bay, Celeste, Umpqua, down south. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, Kyle, when you talk about this fishery, I mean, I remember from all of our discussions on the past when we've had you on the show, you always mention how low the mortality rate has been related to this broodstock program. And I'm wondering, you know, and we're going to dive into the details in terms of gear, but are you selecting different hooks to try to do less harm to the fish, or is it your run-of-the-mill hook selection, whether you're running, you know, a bead or whether you're running plugs?
So I'm actually gonna throw out some stuff out there to the bro band, but I'm using the Addicted Mustad hook for beads.
Okay.
It is, it works. It's a good hook. It's got a wide gap. I'm using 2s and 1s on my hook set. The nice thing with a bead and fishing for steelhead is that you don't have mortality hookups. You know, if I was diver and bait, sand shrimp, mortality. But even yarny and hook, mm-hmm. very shallow in the mouth. So most of our fish are pretty dang good. We don't have a mortality rate with hookup. And here's the thing with our broodstock, you know, we grab that fish, we put it in the tank. ODFW comes in, grabs that fish, puts it in a truck, drives it to the Alsea hatchery. Takes that fish, puts it in the tank, spawns it, brings it back, puts it in the river. We're like at 90% survival rate.
Yeah, that's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That didn't happen overnight. Like, no. We lost a lot of fish learning how to do this. But I think right now we're in a good spot.
All right. Well, I'm coming down there with my new Gamakatsu bead hooks. I'm going to introduce you to, and I think you're gonna look at these and go, now these.
I saw those, but I'm going to tell you. I want you to bring.
I'm going to bring a bunch. We're going head to head. I'll show you. I'll prove you wrong.
Well, bring two extra edge rods because we're going to break two of them.
Yeah, that sounds about par for the course. Still waiting in warranty.
And that was my fault.
That's all right. Hey, tell you what, hold on for a second, jump out for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the details, some of the technique points, tricks, and tips to get people finding success out there. So don't go anywhere. More with Kyle Buschelman. We come back after this break right here at Fish on Northwest.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
All right, welcome back here in studio. Dwayne England, Tommy Dolan. Continuing with Kyle Buschelman, Willamette Valley Outfitter. So, Kyle, in the past when I fished down there with you a number of times over our history and years, we do a lot of bobber dogging with you down there and cover a lot of water. We do long stretches of river. Sometimes it seems 13, 14 miles. So kind of been the similar same program this year. You doing a lot of bobber dogging with your presentation and your clients this season?
Yeah. So today we did the same deal. We covered about 14 miles and we had guys that were mediocre at best, but you know, steelhead are funny. I mean, they're biters. I believe steelhead are biters.
Yeah.
You just got to hit. So covering a lot of water works, you know.
I agree. So talk a little bit about your bead choice. Like what size are you using, color, and then how does that decision change as you go from maybe like 4 foot of visibility to that gin clear water where you can see a mile?
Honestly, I have no clue. I mean, let me give you an example.
You got to have a bit of a clue.
No, let me tell you, I filmed, we did a show with Scott earlier this year in gin clear low water with 22 millimeter bees and I caught a steelhead.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. You did. Yeah.
And so 2 days ago, we were using 20 mil beads for steelhead. Today, okay. I was using
Using what?
So 12 mil.
Oh, 12 mil. Okay.
Okay. So what's your go-to then?
Two days. I don't know anymore. Well,
changes every day.
It does. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, just got to shake the 8-ball cube and look at the size.
Like 8-ball.
Last year we fished, and actually it was 2 years, and it was low and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And you partners with this, we had a 16 mil bead in gin clear water. So it's, What you need to do is have multiple rods trying different things.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think more important is I don't think a fish can identify a 22 to a 10. I think they see an urban, they hit it, because when we were fishing this fall for Chinook,
mm-hmm.
24 mil beads, we were catching smolt. So
true.
Yeah. But I think what I think we get the color, like what color looks normal, what's biting. And anything that's pink pearl and cerise, if it ain't pink pearl and cerise, it's cerise and pink pearl.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't discount peach, but what are you running mostly? Single rig presentation while you're dragging lead and you're bobber dogging, or are you mostly running double rigs? Because I know where we can. I really like to drag the double rig. I think it's way more bang for the buck.
Do you want honest guide or do you want ideal? Honest guide is it's March 7th and single read now. Single bead.
Oh, you're tired of tying gear.
double beads, but I'm at single bead now. Okay. And they're
all right.
I mean, really, they are. I mean, it's been good. Like, so today we had four rods. I ran a Yarny and eggs and three beads.
Okay.
And
okay,
my Yarny and eggs hook three fish of the eight.
Yeah, that's good. Pretty solid.
And yesterday, my bait caught three fish too.
Okay.
Has nothing to do where you were casting.
Well,
the fact that it was you.
Right.
It was all about
somebody hitting the water.
The yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tommy, I am varsity status.
This is true. Yep. Hey, we're going to be down there in a couple days, and we're going to put in a good solid day on the water with you. We were hoping for two, but it looks like we might have rising water that will kick us out of there. So I'm bringing the gamut, man. I'm bringing multiple rods rigged up, single presentation, dual presentation. Oh. Got some Okies I'm going to be fishing.
Multiple rods, I'll break them, I'm sure of it.
I know you will. All right, he is Kyle Busselman, Willamette Valley Outfitters. Where can they find you to book a trip? I know you got some Springer fishing coming up, too, very soon, so people want to get in on that.
Yep, absolutely.
So Willamette Valley Outfitters LLC?
Yep.
Right? Gotcha. All right, buddy. Always a pleasure. We'll see you in just a couple days.
All right, buddy.
Okay,
have a good one, Kyle. Care.
Kyle Busselman, Willamette Valley Outfitters. Look him up, Facebook, Instagram, his webpage, and a heck of a guy to fish with. Put you on a very, very productive day in most of his fisheries, and you're going to walk away learning a ton. So, all right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, Tommy, it's time to break it down by the numbers.
Heck yeah.
Washington preseason forecasts are in. A lot of numbers coming in on our salmon front. What's our season going to look like for 2024? We're going to try to walk you through the matrix. We come back after this break right here at Fish on Northwest.
Hey guys, I'm Big Mike. Come on down to the Edge Pro Shop and see me. We've got all the best brands under one roof. We've got Hawken, Procure, Shortbus, Pro-Troll, Yakima Bait, Get 'em Dry Jigs, Northwest Bait Scent, Daiwa Reels, North Fork Lures, North Wild, Brad's, Superfly, Rocky Mountain Tackle, and of course, the greatest rods ever built, Edge Rods.
All right, we are back, and Tommy, time to talk a little preseason forecast. You know, the meeting's been going on here for a little bit. We're just trying to get caught up now that a majority of the numbers are out, so
yep.
That would be applicable to kind of break this down. We don't really have the ocean numbers in yet that I have seen, so waiting for that to come in so we can start seeing how they're going to craft those ocean opportunities. But,
right.
You know, right out of the gate, the Columbia River is one that a lot of you guys pay attention to. Preseason forecasting. Now, the difference going into this year versus, like, say, the last 3 years where it was all aggregated between Washington and Oregon, they'd come out with these monstrous numbers, you know, 800,000, 1,000,000, 700,000, right, Tommy? And then
yep.
Those runs or forecasts were over-predicted, well underperformed. Yep. NIMS finally said, National Marine Fisheries Service finally said, you guys need to separate that back out and do your perspective preseason forecasting and get some more solid numbers.
Get more detailed.
Yeah. So on the front here, on the surface, you may look at it and go, man, the numbers are way down. But the takeaway there should be, man, the numbers potentially could be much more accurate.
Right.
Right. So right. We can maybe put a little more weight into what they're actually putting out there. So Columbia River Coho forecast, 356,900, much lower than last year. Of course, it was aggregated, so they had 809,000. Which means less coho potentially available for our ocean fisheries.
Right.
Again, as I mentioned, we're going to wait and see where that lands
mm-hmm.
and how the coho impacts affect our opportunity to go after Chinook, right? So
right.
We got to pay attention to that. And then, of course, the fall Chinook for the Columbia River forecast, 547,000, almost 548,000, very similar to 2023. Matter of fact, I don't know how they get within 400 on their preseason forecast, but that's pretty impressive. So decent number of Chinook come back to Columbia.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, you know, on the surface of it for me, for ocean fisheries, I'm like, hey, I don't really care about coho. I don't want to catch coho, you know, but there's some certain, you know, group of charters in Westport that are going to say, man, that's how we make our living. We
right,
got to have
yeah.
a coho uh-huh. fishery.
For sure.
I'd rather make a catch and release and just kind of towards the, you know, the mortality rate for coho. But
yeah, you go a lot further. Yeah.
But anyway, hey, let's talk Puget Sound for a
for
second.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, the Chinook forecast for this year, 251,000,
mm-hmm.
Very close to last year, 2023, with 261,000, just, to, you know, 10K off of that. And, you know, both for Wild and Hatchery, that forecast for this year is up 17% over the 10-year average.
Which is always good.
When you look at that 10-year average, right?
Sure. Yep.
So it's going to be another banner year.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
If they allow us to stay on the water.
That's right. That's right.
If the sublunar counter stuff just would go away. Just stop using that in the matrix. It's not proven to provide us any detailed data that they're data points that they're actually using to craft our fisheries.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It's killing us.
And that's always this dance that we play with north of Falcon process for ocean, right?
It is
you could have some rivers of concern like we do this year, right?
Yep.
Rivers of concern. Stillaguamish, Skagit, Snohomish, Nisqually are of concern.
They are.
And those rivers can limit certain opportunities throughout the state.
Yep, for sure. And that's, again, they'll have to walk through that with a fine line and try to get us as much opportunity on the water as we can. But don't give us CCs and then just shut them down just one time after another
right.
with this sublegal encounter stuff that they keep throwing in
yeah.
our face. So some other quick notes as we move along here. The Baker River, Baker Lake sockeye opportunity is going to be fantastic with a decent showing of estimated at around 65,000 2023. We got a good return coming this year. Upwards around 56,000, so pretty close to 2023, but it's exceeding expectations the last 3 or 4 years, which is really great. Should see a robust opportunity of fish trucked up into Baker Lake, and I'm looking forward to that fishery this year. I'm definitely going to do it.
Yeah, and they're good size too, right?
They're the biggest sockeye in the state.
That's right.
Yep.
And you know, that's not the only sockeye show, right? The Columbia River sockeye has a pretty good forecast too, 401,000, and that is up 16%.
That is respectable.
Over the 10-year average.
Sure.
That is a respectable run.
That is.
And the key driver for those upper river fisheries is that the Okanagan sockeye forecast, mm-hmm. of course, mm-hmm. and that's 288,000,
yep.
Which is up from last year's of about 180,000.
Should fish well. I mean, if guys really want to head to that east side and go fish that fishery, again, I'm going to probably put more time in up there at Baker Lake this year, go around anyway. Some Grace Harbor numbers before we run out of time here. Fall Chinook and Coho looks pretty good in some of the areas.
Yep, 12,450 for Fall Chinook, 120,650 for Coho.
Yeah, so the Coho numbers are impressive. Grace Harbor Chinook is projected best run in 4 years. Should be enough for us to get escapement needs there in the Grays Harbor Basin, Chehalis Basin.
Yep.
Will not, again, be bold enough for us to execute any type of directed fishery on the Chinook, but it's nice to see the numbers continue to go up over the last 4 years on a steady incline. The Coho is very exciting. It's really close to 2022, which was phenomenal fishing, especially out there in the marine area. What was interesting last year, we had high projections, and the numbers haven't come in yet for 2023, but we had high projections, and Westport fished pretty well,
mm-hmm.
if you remember right, for Coho, right?
Bunnas
Coho, they actually went to retention of wild fish late in the season, and then we got into Grays Harbor region, and that harbor fishery struggled, and the rivers were kind of so-so.
Yeah, I recall that.
Yep.
I recall that big time. Hey, let's turn over to Hump Tulips here. We'll talk Hump Tulips for a second.
Gotcha.
Fall Chinook, the number there, 7,190.
Yeah.
For Fall Chinook, and then Coho, 16,000. What do you know about Hump Tulips?
So the numbers overall, best in the past 3 years. However, the wild number, which is up from last year, is down from 2020 to 2022. So that's a concern. As far as Chinook, so we're still below that 3 year mark of pretty consistent. We had consistency there. So we're still trying to come back from that. Definitely up from last year. Coho numbers are down, equal to about 2021. The wild component of Coho on the Hump Tulips has been a longstanding issue. It really, makes it difficult when setting season, and it's a number that they continue to keep watch on. So
yeah, it's always a factor.
Yep. We got more info on Willapaw Bay and whatnot, but we might have to save that till next week. So we are going to jump out for a quick break. We get back. Don't go anywhere. Bait Lab, Puget Sound, a black mouse, some tried and true tricks that will help you definitely find success right after this break, right here, Fish on Northwest.
New days, new beginnings, new friends, new loves, new dreams, new goals, new scenery, new job. No matter what the next chapter holds, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate will be there to help you find the new that's right for your lifestyle at any stage of your life. Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, expect better.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are actually here in the Bait Lab. I want to remind you, Bait Lab presentations brought to you by Sportco and Outdoor Emporium. Pretty much everything we see on the table here, we can find at Sportco or OE. If you can't get in store, check them out online. Order everything at sportco.com. We want to talk blackmouth fishery. Obviously, it opened here just this last week. So now areas 10, 11, and 13 are open for blackmouth. One fish retention over 22 inches. So there are a number of things we can put out in front of them. Drop down on the downrigger and try to find these tasty blackmouth. First and foremost, it starts with the fishing rod. You guys know we're with Edge Rod. So we are running the 1065, SAR 1065. It's a 10.5-foot rod. It is rated at 12 to 30 pounds. It's the 1065 model. So ideal for downrigger fishing. You can load the heck out of these rods and they perform extremely well in the downrigger. They're also a great universal rod to use on your lead fisheries. This is a 360 series, so it's designed to even fish the lead, the 360 flashers in your Columbia River, in your shallow coho fisheries in Puget Sound. This rod gets it done in both applications. So if you're looking for a new downrigger rod, make sure you check out the 1065s through Edge that you're gonna utilize in multiple fisheries. So what are we connecting to the terminal end of that? I run braided line. I got about a 30 to 35 foot bumper on there, a 40 pound test of monofilament, because your downrigger clips like to bite onto monofilament much better than braid. We're gonna clip a flasher on there. Now, old tried and true 11 inch flasher's been around forever in various, from various manufacturers. You know, the herring aid with the glow, the red stripe in green, the red racer. Back in the day, you know, this has got the moon jelly on there. It's got the color contrast in the red, and it's got the flash. This has a tremendous amount of UV color contrast, dark in gold. And of course, like I mentioned, the glow. A lot of this stuff, when we go after blackmouth, you're gonna hear me say UV and glow, UV and glow. There's a good reason for that. It just flat out works. More times than not anymore, I'm running the Brad's Evolution Flasher. Now, unlike this here, this first generations, these are 11 inch. The Brad's flashers are 10 inch flashers, single fin. But the nice thing about them is they got the built-in breakaway, which you just cannot dispute how well these work. They also have three different locations for your pull point. Puget Sound, I typically, on downrigger fishing, I'm always running it in the center as it affords enough lip to dig and rotate. Now, most of your flashers will come with UV and flash. I tend to add glow to the back of these because I want to run them in Puget Sound, and Brad's just coming out with glow, but we haven't hit the market yet. So add some glow tape to the back of these. I think you're going to really like how they perform and the tractability and the fact that it's pretty much a guaranteed release every time, and you are fighting the fish, eliminating the pull of the flasher. So off of that flasher, tons of opportunities. I think looking down here at the table, you know, one that doesn't get used often enough in Puget Sound, and this time of year you want to take advantage of it because there's no dogfish around. So no dogfish, lots of bait, why not at least put one rod out there with bait? Now I'm running red label herring, or if you can find small anchovy, you're going to be well suited to match the hatch, so to speak. This red label fits really well in a Rice Davis anchovy helmet. Now remember, we got a pin our friction point right here with a toothpick, jam it in there against your line. You got to have that pull point in there to produce friction. And I'll show you why that is. We're going to pop the red pin out, the eye. You stick this red label in here. Now, the nice thing about red label is they fit in these anchovy helmets really, really well. So I pop that in there. Okay. Now I'm going to take the first hook. I like to go just behind the dorsal fin. Pull a little extra slack there, just behind the dorsal fin, mid-body, and pop it on through, lay it alongside the body here, and then a nice little pull against your friction point, and that puts your arc or your bend in your herring. Trailer hook stays just at the tip of the tail, and that thing will spin like a drill bit all day long, and hold up well. This has been cured in Potsky's fire brine, firms it up and makes a really durable bait, and fishing them in the helmets, they're gonna fish for a long time. So we have a number of options here looking at the table. You know, spoons work well. The Brad's cup plugs
The Netzel is a great morning plug with the chrome and the glow. Again, don't discount the importance of the glow. So that size plug, full size Brad's cup plug is with the chrome and the glow, works very well. We're going to pack that with some tuna, or even cut up, minced up sardine or herring, something like that, anchovy. The Mountain Rose, if you can find it in the cup plug, but right now it's mostly out in the full-length skinny, but that color combination and Puget Sound worked extremely well last year. And the old reliable Seahawk. Brad's cup plugs do work well for blackmouth, Chinook in general. In Puget Sound, we caught a ton of them last year on the cup plugs. Don't discount how well they work. Looking at spoons and hoochies, you know, who doesn't love a green splatterback hoochie? I insert ace-high flies or insert skirts into your hoochie, so it has more flash, larger volume, and, a bigger profile. When it comes to spoons, again, glow and UV. Now, you probably won't see me fish anything less in size than a 3.5 Kingfisher spoon or number four. And you can see the size difference here. And what are we putting on our spoons, okay? Dress them up. The nice thing about, say, like the Herring Aid, you got the colors, you got the glow. The cookies and cream with glow back. The Two Face, it's got color contrast, darkening on the back, and of course the other eye. All of these perform very well. You'll see kind of a pattern here of my spoon selections and choices, right? There's a lot of similarities. Cop Car works extremely well, especially if you can find the glow cop car. Make sure you're putting on your Potsky's Fire Gel, herring, and of course the anise in combination on those spoons performs extremely well. Don't discount how well scenting up your spoons can aid in your success. Another thing about your spoons, real quick before we get out of here, make sure we're cutting off the manufactured hook. And I like to replace them with a snap ring, a barrel swivel, and then of course on the number four, the size four spoon, I'm going with a 4-aught hook, okay? And with the 3.5s, you can get by with a 3-aught hook. One thing about leader length on these, and you can run 25, 30, 40 pound tests, depending on what your preference is, monofilament and or fluorocarbon. But for me, these size fours, I'll run a lot because I wanna try to stay off the small fish. A 4-aught hook, a number four spoon, I just put 40 pound tests on because I like the amount of whip that it puts on your spoon. And I'm running it at 40 inches. Cut that back or, time up. I'll run my spoons anywhere from 32 to 42 inches, depending on how they're performing and what the fish are going after. So a lot of options here, a lot of things to look at. The Brad's cup plugs. We'll get into the jigs here, the Grim Reefers that I have sitting on the table next time we talk about blackmouth. But that's pretty much the variety of items that I like to use when chasing blackmouth. Don't discount the opportunity to put glow and UV down and see what your results will be. All right, gonna jump out for a quick break. We'll be back in studio right after this.
Support from Northwest Sportsmen make Federal Ammunition the world's leading ammunition manufacturer. Federal uses the industry's finest materials, giving you reliable ammunition that delivers superb accuracy and optimum performance. Northwest hunters rely on Sportco to provide the best selection and prices in the Northwest since 1985. Sportco and Outdoor Emporium in Fife and Seattle. Your journey begins here.
All right, welcome back here in studio. There you go, a quick little bait lab.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And what's interesting is most of that stuff I was showing you is exactly what you were using yesterday, yeah. Right? And pretty productive. And I got to tell you, the morning started out, Matt Messing and I, we just ran out there, dropped in. We went out past the 100-foot line, and there's a lot of boats out there, by the way. Weather was very conducive. Tide was, we're at the bottom end of outgoing slack. And so we're going to fish that incoming tide, and it was pretty moderate tide, not a real big push. Really little to no wind, so great weather day, great weather window. And heck, we dropped in. I started off with my Brad's Evolution Flasher and my number four, and I just showed you guys that number four Herring Aid Silver Horde Kingfisher.
Yep.
It's for me, it's the rule of fours. Size number four, 4-aught hook, 40-inch leader, and I'm running 40 pound test fluorocarbon because I want that whip, right?
Right. And so people, you know, and that's the thing. People think black mouth, oh, I need a coho killer. No,
no.
That's how you're going to end the season right there, is by catching all those shakers.
So went with that, popped two fish right away. Matt got one on. He was running a classic cop car. He likes running that one. And so we got our fish and we're like, you know, I mean, because we kicked one back. I mean, they're all keeper size.
Sure.
My very first one, we're like, we looked at each other like, dude, I mean, it's been 5 minutes, but it's first fish of the season, so you're kind of obligated to keep it. So put those in the box, and then, you know, if you pay attention to regulations, Tommy, we can fish coho out there.
Yes, you can.
Right
yes,
now until can. April 15th. A lot of people aren't keying in on that. So I'm like, well, let's go after coho. So I switched over to herring because I brought Red Label with me, just like I was showing here a little bit ago.
Yep.
I put him in my Rice Davis helmet. I'm running my Brad's flasher. We're in 160 feet of water. I put it down 100 feet. 5 minutes, I got a fish on.
Boom.
We're going, okay, bring it in. Of course, it's a black mouth. Like, huh, interesting. Matt goes down to 65 feet, not getting nothing. Drops down to 75 feet, not getting nothing. Goes down to, I think, 90 feet. He pops a fish. Meanwhile, I'm rigging back up, and I'm putting herring back out. And I guarantee you, we didn't go – I know we never went more than 10 minutes. Yep. It was more like clockwork, 5 minutes, right? And they were jumping on that herring. And let me tell you, and you and I both believe in this, and I know a handful of other folks have started paying attention, anise for black mouth is a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
We put it on our spoons with our herring. We put it with our Potsky's Fire Gel. I put it in my natural brine for my herring.
Yeah, I'm sure you slathered it all over that flasher like a masseuse.
I didn't.
Baby
I
oil.
Did not. I just went with the herring and the anise and the herring. And it was
surprising.
Working. And what was interesting is, like, why are we finding all these fish at 100 feet, 160 feet of water?
Yeah, so what was the story there?
Yeah, Matt goes in, dials up his gain on his Raymer Electronics. And guess what? We got a really nice
feed layer,
feed line, right?
Yeah,
real nice and very defined. And now we're picking up even more arcs because we weren't quite seeing the arcs, really little specks. Well, we dialed that up a little bit. Now we see from 85 feet to 100 feet, there is a band, and that's your zooplankton, that's your krill, that's your all your small stuff that you're not going to see if your gain is backed out a little too far. So we're looking at that going, these fish are 85 to 100, and even though we're in the 140 to 160 range. And we kept fishing that thermocline along in that area because if the blackmouth are there, the coho are going to be there too.
That's right.
Those coho eat on those krill out there.
They
like
do.
You can't believe.
They
so,
do.
We just kind of kept doing that program until we're like, we're not going to find any coho. And after a couple hours and a number of fish to the boat. And by the way, because we kept our lure size up, we had two out of all the fish we brought
keeping the season
fish
alive.
Under 20 inches. Two,
I like
only
it.
Two. So. It was a great fishery. It was a great day. Lots of fish out there. Go get you some. We don't have time to keep talking about it more. We're going to jump out for a quick break and come on back. And what are we doing? Close out the show?
Close out the show.
All right. We'll be back after this break right here, Fishing Northwest.
For more than 90 years, you've entrusted one brand to guide you towards living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Now you can entrust Affiliated Better Homes and Gardens real estate professionals to interpret your needs and help you find the home in which to live your dreams through every stage of your home buying or selling process. And through every stage of your life, there's Better Homes and Gardens real estate. Expect better.
All right, welcome back here in studio as we wind it down. Great to have you back, man.
Man, good to be back.
And you made it without any, like, you know.
Coughing, bleeding.
Bleeding.
Passing out, yeah.
Somebody shot Tommy, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we made it. You know, gosh, yesterday it felt so great to finally get back out on the water.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard for me to be on the water here for the next 3 months.
Well, yeah, you don't have a boat.
I don't have a boat. What happened to the boat? Well. Yeah. You know, Allied is now building that 23-foot Mustang hardtop.
That's right.
Went and took a look at that. Steven and Mark and the boys there at Defiance, they know what they're doing. They want to. They see you walk through the door like, hey, we want to show you something, right? So you go over to the Allied plant, and they got that first 23 rolling on out of there. And
heck yeah.
It's in the finish shop. Joe's starting to put in all the electronics, everything. I'm just like, holy cow, I got to have this boat. So
yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot more boat.
It really is a lot more
you had,
and nothing wrong with the 21. I mean, I strongly, and they're selling a ton of them.
Yeah.
People are lining up to get these 21 footers, and for good reason, Tommy.
Yeah.
Like all the fisheries we do or I do in that boat and trailer it everywhere. If you're not just a Puget Sound guy or just a Columbia River guy or periodic to the ocean and you want to go to the east side and want to go out of state, and you know, 21 to 23 is a very trailerable boat. and can get you on all those fisheries. And with a great electronics package like we are with Ray Marine and how we set these boats up,
you can see everything.
The first guy that came and looked at it, Andy, he's like, yep, I want your boat. And it was gone. I'm like, Shing, we don't.
That was fast.
We don't have a boat. So I've been working with the guys out at Defiance. We got it all ordered up, Nick and everybody and Steven, like I said. And so that thing will start getting built here pretty quick. But exciting times, man.
It is.
Exciting times.
Looking forward to the next one.
Oh, my gosh. Cannot wait to put that in the water. And if you guys got questions about those Allied boats and are thinking about looking into them, man, give me a call or hit me up here on Facebook or get a hold of Tommy. We'll tell you all about them because they are making a fantastic product out there. All right. Going to do it for us this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Heading down the road to the Celebs, bringing some steelhead footage in the next week or two. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you here next time. Fish on Northwest. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Fish on Northwest weekly podcast. I want to remind everyone that you can catch our weekly live stream show on our Facebook page and, of course, our YouTube channel every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. West Coast time. You'll get our insightful in-studio interviews, our extremely detailed how-to segments in the bait lab, the infield segments we bring to you when we're on the water or in the woods, and, of course, our amazing cooking recipes in the kitchen with co-host Sherry England and chef Jeff Maxfield. Give us a follow on our Facebook page at Fish Hunt Northwest. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel at Fish Hunt NW. Find us on Twitter and Instagram. And finally, go to our webpage at www.fishhuntnw.com for all the latest and greatest info. Join us each week here on our podcast. Join us each week at our live production. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you soon.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.